we now turn to Massimo Marchiori, and from the press to the digital world. And Professor Marchiori has been one of the key figures really in shaping the very foundations of the web and the digital world.
Thanks. Thanks for everybody for being here after a long queue to the coffee. I'm partly here also to represent the academic world, so to say, so both the digital but also the academic. Everybody knows that the academic has a nickname, which is the Ivory Tower. So we are here to call, speak slightly about the Ivory Tower. Just a small background. I start not because I want to tell you about myself, but just because I want you to understand the perspective. I start as a pure mathematician, so the very top of the Ivory Tower, where the pigeons are up there. Okay. Then I moved a bit down abstract computer scientist, because it was a very interesting field. And then the web appeared. Okay, and it's been something like bolts and lightnings appearing, because the web has such an incredible potential, and also because it touches the people, not just the Ivory Tower, but the people living out of the Ivory Tower. Okay. So it's been a slow decrease up from the heights of the towers down into the matters of the real people, if you want. So has things changed? Because this was happening years ago. The situation has slightly changed, if not almost zero changing. I would say that we have passed from ivory tower to ivory castles. Okay, you know that there have been efforts of increasing the parts. Now, the sum of the parts should be bigger than just the pure individual components. But it's just castles. There have been efforts, previous efforts. Probably you know about the network of excellence efforts of the European Community, which has been an interesting idea. But still, from one tower, we have passed to a castle. So when I heard about Atomium, I have to say I've been very, very much excited, because it prompted to me, it's a bridge. It's a bit like a bridge from, you know, the ivory castle with all the brilliant ideas and the knowledge locked inside, like, you know, polished rooms, and a bridge bringing this outcome to the society, to the people. So people can get in, and also people in the ivory castle can also get out. So it struck me as a bridge, as a new idea, if you want. How do you develop such a bridge? Partly, you use networks. Networks is the big nickname, no? The big modern word. The networks, you know, that internet also now, the so-called modern internet, the web 2.0, no, has this social network things, Facebook, LinkedIn, that you can get in. Atomium is different. It's not like a Facebook or a LinkedIn. I could tell you why it struck me that Atomium has some peculiar characteristic. It's a different kind of network. It has been studied, but only very recently. Instead of giving you the boring details, the Wall Street Journal yesterday copy, okay, which you also find online, is still online, has an article, page 14, about the Wednesday 10 social network. Okay. It's a social network from the 1957, okay, over 50 years ago. It's a real pity you cannot see the picture, but it's online. I'll be showing it this afternoon, maybe, because you can see the faces of these people. It's all people over 80, as you can imagine, almost, but they have sparkling eyes. And these people, a bunch of people, developed already in 57, a totally different kind of network for the time. Okay, just more reading. Okay, I give you the very quick explanation on why this thing was very peculiar. The Wednesday 10 comprised, at various points, more than 20 men. The goal was a number small enough to maintain intimacy, small enough, so not a huge network, yet large enough to ensure that at least 10 members would show up every time. So Wednesday 10. And Wednesday, because every month, the first Wednesday of the month, these people were meeting up. Okay. No more than 2 representatives of any one industries were permitted. for the time, it was a totally innovative concept. Networks are usually, it's a networking of common people, common ideas. No, these people were saying, no, we don't want common people. Okay. The idea was to combat insularity, to keep the man connected to people and events outside their own professions. Okay. And Mr. Manchin, which is one of those sparkling eye person here, Goldman Sachs executive for over 55 years, okay, said it helped me to understand why other people do what they do, which is important in life and business. You don't learn anything from talking to sameness. Okay, so this was one of the very important things that distinguished this new network for the time, 1957. And later they go on describing other features like the advantages to membership. There were lots of advantages from these apparent strange things that you don't gather similar people, but you get together different people, okay, which is something strange, at least to say. So we were saying, why Atomium stroke me and stroke you, because we are all here? Because it has these different peculiarities. If you want. It's not a flat network like these online networks where everybody can connect to anybody else. It's more like a vertical network. Okay, you have islands of people that can talk to different islands, castles that can talk to the people. It's not a global network like the modern internet networks, which the value of the modern networks is the bigger you are, the better you are. No. These networks were kept small. And it's an essential. Why? Because excellence is not broad. By definition, excellence is a fraction. Otherwise, it's not excellence. It's water, diluted water. Okay, you cannot drink wine diluted with water. Or you can, but it doesn't taste the same, of course. And then diversity, no? We were talking about the diversity of Europe. We are so lucky that we have this diversity inside our structure, the European structure. And that's what also why, for instance, the U.S. Researchers are not much ahead European researchers, despite the differences in budgets and other things, because we have diversity. We have much more to learn. And these 57 people were keeping diversity as an essential feature. And it's also true here in Atomium. Passive. These guys were saying, to describe themselves, we were ambitious and hardworking. Okay. If we were to skip two meetings, out. It's not like a normal network, a normal internet network, where you are in the network, you have yet another star here, I am in another network, and then probably you don't do anything. No, you need to do something. And I hope Atomium is also pursuing this. You need to be active. You need to want and to do something. And then the last thing, many advantages they were saying. We were there because we also had many advantages. It should be the case for Atomium as well. An essential component of any network is not just the goodwill of the people. No. It's also that I stay there because I have some advantages, or the society as a whole has some advantages. So that's also another thing that struck me. So I don't want to take much more time, because I know I took more than my allowed time. I just want to conclude stating, close to the Venice region where I live in Italy, at a certain period in history, some strange writing started to appear in the walls around Venice, and also Venetian region. Less internet written on the walls, more cabernet. Okay, in Italian it sounded similar. It sounds strange. Why, in an era where the internet is growing so much, you know, people were writing this? You might think it were, I don't know, older people writing this. No, old people writing less internet, more cabernet. No, it was mostly young people. The young people were writing this on the walls. Why? Because at that period in time, the internet was something not so social, not so easy, rather difficult, a bit with some bureaucracy, if you want to say it this way. And so they were complaining. They were seeing the potential, but complaining. Something was missing, and we were protesting this way. So it is a similar situation that we have experienced now with the Ivory Castle. So my future motto would be from less internet to more Cabernet, less Ivory Castle, and more Atomium Bridges, if you want. Thanks, everybody.